This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, just having some issues in here right now with a foreign chair, or at least the height of it, in the studio in which I'm in today. But with that said, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the right side of the page. You will find us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. You can also find 13 to 15 articles on that page if you desire to do so. Combating the lies, the CIA-controlled media, dealing with big tech companies here again at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Meaning to suppress more of our information on a 24/7 basis over here. That should be a cause for alarm concerning what's going on here in the United States of America. We know Prager's dealing with it. We know Crowder's dealing with it. We know that other outlets that are actually telling you the truth, friends, are being suppressed. Now more than ever, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is just one of those. I got caught up on my share button this morning. They're, some reason or another, attempting to suppress and give the illusion to the people that this is no big deal. Nobody really listens over here, when in fact just the opposite is true. We have over 775,000 people following our Facebook count alone. Twitter, we know, is shadow banning this ministry, as well as Google. There's no question about it, friends. I did an article last week. We have over 280,000 shares on it. You can't even find it when you Google the name. You see someone talk negative about the ministry, it has five shares on it, front page. You need to understand the powers that be in this country, friends, are at war with you. They are at war with your God-given rights. They want absolute control over the narrative, and if they don't have it, friends, they're going to use other means. So will we, in Jesus' name. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat. Same thing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Click onto YouTube. When you do that, you will find us on the front page. Join us on live chat. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to be talking about Governor Whitmer, once again, friends. What she said, you don't need to hear anything else. At this point, either you draw the line in the sand, or, folks, let me say it this way. I've said it for months. I've said it for years. There's no more road to kick the can down any longer. Governor Whitmer said, yes, she said it, friends, you cannot buy or sell unless you have your mask on. Does that sound familiar, by the way? Revelations 13:7, and that no man might buy or sell except that he had the mark or the name of the beast or their mask on or the number of his name. She said it, friends. Not making it up, we're here. What we've been talking about, friends, once again, forecasting prophetically as to where we're at today. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. We just got back from Pennsylvania. We go to the airport 5 days ago in Minneapolis, eerily dead, crickets, hardly anybody there. Matter of fact, 23 people on the plane to Pittsburgh. 23 people actually enjoyed our time. We weren't harassed, we ignored the mandates, and we were left alone. At no time did we wear a mask. On the way back, however, once we got into Pittsburgh, again, it was just as dead as when we first got there. Eerily, folks, I'm posting these videos online. It was eerie. There was 10 people on the plane on the way back. Had an issue with one of the stewards that wanted to dictate what I do and how I do it. See, folks, here's the deal. When I was 13, 14 years old, I won city state in boxing. In Golden Gloves. And the only reason I won is because I have a big brother that used to beat the chocolate out of me. And on several occasions, my nose has been broken, so I have a deviated septum. As a matter of fact, I had to have plastic surgery on my nose 15, 18, 20 years ago now. It's really hard to breathe through my nose. I had a stewardess come up to me and tell me, listen, if you need a mask, then I can give you a mask. And I said, I don't need a mask. I said, ma'am, I had a broken nose, and it's hard for me to breathe. And by the way, I'm not making any of this up. And she just kept pressing the line. She said, do you know the law? I said, yes, do you? You've heard of HIPAA laws, right? You've heard of OSHA laws, right? Well, she didn't want to hear what the law had to say. Well, then, America, I have a question for you. What good are laws if they're not to be followed? What is the Constitution null and void now because of some created, fabricated, contrived narrative? Well, I'm going to be doing some stuff on that in the up and coming days, friends, where we have federal judges saying, no, it doesn't. Well, then why are people acting accordingly then? The law's on your side, but then again, you're seeing the people out there succumb to it. And see, so what happens, going back to the steward on the airplane, she wants to go ahead and tell everybody what they're supposed to do because everybody else does it, and then one stands up to her. She didn't like that. And I didn't really care if she liked that. And she came up to me not once. I was trying to take a bit of a nap on the way back. Just got done reading the Constitution. When we get back to Minneapolis, you're going to have a customer service agent waiting you. I said, that's fine. I said, at this point, you are harassing me. And I said it to her three times. And I looked at her and I said, you are embarrassing yourself. I'm embarrassed for you. What's interesting, when we got on the plane, I heard the same stewardess talking about how she was having a problem with another customer that preceded us getting on the airplane when she was talking to the pilots. I'll tell you more right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Liberty friends, I got much to cover here, much audio as a matter of fact. I only got three segments left, but I was just sharing with you during the first segment as to what we've endured on the way back from the airlines, namely Delta. And so if you're just joining us, to get you caught up really quick, we had a great time from Minneapolis to Pittsburgh, no issues. It was actually fun. Once we got back to Pittsburgh to come back home, just yesterday we were there for 5 days. We did a church service out in Cory, Pennsylvania, Alliance Church, as did we meet some other people in the process, some of our friends. And interestingly enough, on the way back, not only was it eerily quiet in Minneapolis and in Pittsburgh, but on the way back we had some issues with the stewardess who wanted to throw her unconstitutional, unlawful attitude our direction. With 10 people on the ship, the airplane. And she just kept pressing me and pressing me and pressing me. And I got to the point where she, as a matter of fact, there was the third or fourth time she came up to me. And she, the second time, told me she's going to have someone waiting for me when I got into Minneapolis. Totally ostracizing me, friends, for not pretending with them. Okay? And so what happened is it got to the point where she came and she brought up another stewardess from the back. There was only two of them. It was a man. And he was great. No issues with him. What I was saying to you right before the end of last segment is I heard her talking to the captain about how she was having a problem with one of the customers that was on a plane right before we got on. So they just got off and we got on. So she's one of those little zealous type that's obviously the airlines is looking for, friends, to browbeat people into submission. That's exactly what she was, a little social justice warrior, inadvertently digging a hole that she herself is going to fall into. They're so used to people just going along with everything, and no matter who says it, they just go along with it. It's a pretended authority. It's illegal, friends. So guess what happens? The plane lands. I'm not thinking about anything because I just got done reading, tried to take a little bit of a cat nap. Couldn't do that because she kept bothering me. So this guy gets on the plane, a customer service in Minneapolis. I hear the pilot, friends, listen carefully. I hear the pilot say, Folks, could you please just go ahead and remain seated? We have a customer relations issue with one of our customers on the plane. Please do not leave. We're going to allow him to board now. You want to talk about making a molehill? I'm sorry, a mountain out of a molehill, friends? It's exactly what they did. All of a sudden, I hear him walk in with his Gestapo attitude and says, "So who is it that's not going to wear their masks?" So he walks up to us and he looks at us. I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Why don't we step outside the plane?" He was mediocre. He was rat-like. He was willing to do his job no matter what he had to do to justify it, right? He has to do his job. He has to get paid. So we go outside in the walkway, and the pilot comes up, and he says, "Where's your family?" I said, "Well, they're on the plane right now." I said, "What do they have?" Well, I was just going to let him off. I thought, well, bless your little heart. And so we walk out, and my son was, he was filming all this because we're not stupid. And so we get out, and all of a sudden he starts running through the policy. And I said, "Listen, I got a couple friends that are Delta pilots." He said, "Oh, great." I said, "You don't need to go through the policy." I said, "Do you really believe this narrative that's being set?" And I didn't really care if he did or not. But he was just going along regardless if he believed. How many people today are just wearing one because, well, you know, don't want to step on anybody's toes, or, well, you know, just doing my job? And I'm not talking about those that work with food. That's fine, wear them. I'm not talking about doctors that need them. Fine, wear them. Or nurses, whatever the case is, right? I'm talking about common citizens that are doing nothing from here to wherever we have to go, being harassed by stewardesses on the plane. And then all of a sudden, customer service comes out and wants to make a big deal out of it. I just kind of elbowed him in the shoulder a little bit, smiled at him, and just walked away from him, friends. About 5 minutes later, we're 5 minutes from departing the plane. We're walking down the terminal to go get our luggage. All of a sudden, here comes this guy again and says to me, he says, "Do you have a boarding pass? Do you have a boarding pass?" So I'm in the works right now. Listen, here's the deal. Everybody's complaining about what's going on with these masks. Then why are you submitting to it? Here's the thing. This ministry has been, since day one, bringing about the answers, practicing what we preach. And when I talk to people that are complaining about it, I don't see them doing more than complaining about what's going on here. So yesterday when we got off the plane, I immediately got on the phone because I'm looking for the right attorney that's going to set the precedent concerning what's going on here. You do know, friends, that today, Mr. Do as I say, but don't do as I do, or don't pay attention to what I do, just pay attention to what I say. And I'm talking about Donald Trump. You know, he's now talking to the American people, namely his sheeple, just telling them to wear their masks. Yet when you put the mask on, by the way, it says it does not prevent disease. Folks, it's nothing more than a sign of submission. That's all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. So here we are today. I get home. Easy to write an article this morning, man, because now we have governors, namely Whitmer, once again, taking it to the exact point as to where we needed to bring it, because it doesn't go any further than what she says if the American people at this point draw the line in the sand, which I have no hope in whatsoever. This is the judgments of God, using these baser sort to oppress the people. It's exactly what it's about. And so I want to play some audio for you, and I'm just going to take this in stride, because we have Ron Paul who just came forward and said this is all, again, this is brand new. You know what? I'll just let him say it. Judah, go ahead and play that audio by Ron Paul. Listen carefully, friends, as to how you're being lied to concerning this mask issue. Go ahead.
The media is lying about the second wave. For months, the Washington Post and the rest of the mainstream media kept a morbid COVID-19 death count on their front pages and at the top of their news broadcasts. The coronavirus outbreak was all about the number of dead. The narrative was intended to boost governors like Cuomo in New York and Whitmer in Michigan. who turned their states authoritarians under the false notion that destroying people's jobs, freedoms, and lives would somehow keep a virus from doing what viruses always do, spread through a population until eventually losing strength and dying out. The death count was always the headline. But then, all of a sudden, early in June, the mainstream media did a George Orwell and lectured us that it's all about cases and has always been all about cases. Death and especially infections fatalities rate were irrelevant. Why? Because from the peak in April, deaths have been decreased by 90% and were continuing to crash. That was not terrifying enough, so the media pretended this good news did not exist. With massive increases in testing, the case numbers climb. This is not rocket science. The more people you test, the more cases you find. Unfortunately, our mainstream media is only interested in pushing the party line. So the good news that millions more have been exposed while the fatality rate continues to decline, meaning the virus is getting weaker, is buried under the hysterical false reporting of new cases. Unfortunately, many governors, including our own here in Texas, are incapable of resisting the endless lies of the mainstream media. They are putting Americans through the nightmare of forced business closures, mandated face masks, and restrictions of constitutional liberties based on false propaganda.
False propaganda.
In Texas, the second wave propaganda has gotten so bad that the leaders of the four major hospitals in Houston took the extraordinary step last week of holding a joint press conference to clarify that the scare stories of Houston hospitals being overwhelmed with COVID cases are simply untrue.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Mark Boom of Houston Methodist said the reporting on hospital capacity is misleading. He said, quite frankly, we're concerned that there is a level of alarm in the community that is unwarranted right now. In fact, there has been much reporting that the spike in Texas cases is not due to a resurgence of the virus, but to hospital practices COVID testing every patient coming in for any procedure at all. If it's positive, well, that counts as a COVID hospitalization. Why would hospitals be so dishonest in their diagnosis? Billions of appropriated federal dollars are being funneled to facilities based on the number of COVID cases they can produce. As I've always said, if you subsidize something, you get more of it, and that's why we are getting.
And that's why we are getting what we are getting, said Ron Paul, congressman for over 30 years from Texas, telling you, America, that you are being lied to once again by the mainstream media. Going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency chief says the magnitude of the COVID-19 pandemic has required them to re-examine and restructure their practices. Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee, FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor says the national stockpile of personal protective equipment was not sufficient.
Early on, it became clear that the scope and scale of this pandemic went far beyond what the stockpile was designed for. It could not be relied upon as the single solution for pandemic supplies in the United States.
The White House and Senate Republicans are discussing a side deal to extend the enhanced unemployment benefits set to expire at the end of the month. That's according to Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. The $600 payment has come under fire by some Republican lawmakers because many workers who receive it get more on unemployment than they did prior to their jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News. While some believe it's an indication we're moving to a cashless society, experts say it's a matter of supply. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Industry analyst Ted Rossman with CreditCards.com tells us exact change is becoming a policy at many outlets.
A lot of major retailers, including Walmart, Kroger, CVS, Dollar Tree, a lot of companies are starting to acknowledge this and asking people to pay with exact change or with a credit or debit card if they can.
Rossman says not that we have a coin shortage, it's because the coins are somewhere else.
They're either locked up at a closed business or they're sitting in somebody's jar or piggy bank at their house. They're not flowing through the economy as they normally do.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Mortgage applications are on the rise. They jumped by 4.1% last week, and purchase applications are also spiking 2% for the last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Commercials, man.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are wide open. Got a lot of audio. Don't know I'm going to be able to get to them, but if you got something short and sweet that you want to say, throw it out there on the table for everybody to hear. There's 126 radio stations listening. Please do. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, you want to watch us on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on the right side of the page. Click on Join Us on Live Chat and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews, we're on the front page. Click us on, join us on live chat. I got some short audio for you because anybody that dares tell the truth, somehow or another, the media is right there to get some useful idiot that calls themselves a representative that's working for the global order that wants to go ahead and mock them, to scoff at them, or do what they will do to try to demean the truth. And that's not a good thing for anybody to do. But they're doing it, friends. We have Senator Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen in Minnesota, that's been exposing what's going on here in the state of Minnesota with the tyrant wannabe, Tim Walz. And I just want you to hear this, friends, so you can understand that this is coming from your said representatives. And this is across the boards. If it's not a senator, it's a congressman, a representative, a governor. We're seeing this come from the People's White House, and they should know better. But listen to this mockery concerning the truth of the matter. They're mocking, folks, what they don't understand. They're trying to prop up a narrative that is just unjustifiable. You can't do it. It's predicated on what? Nothing but a lie. It's all propaganda, said Ron Paul. Listen to this guy, Rep. Winkler in the state of Minnesota. Listen to what you're dealing with.
Representative Doubt and Garofalo are wrong about the vote here tonight, though I suspect
they are probably right. I think they probably have the support of the people in their caucus who think that somehow defeating yet another bonding bill, just like they did in 2016 and 2019 and earlier in 2020, are the way to make a difference and improve the lives of people in the state. But really what this is a stick-up. This is your money or your life. This is your job or your family's health. Either give in and let a bunch of anti-vaxxers, COVID deniers, conspiracy theorists run Minnesota's health care, or you can't have a job, Spill. That's all this is.
When in fact, if you don't submit yourself to a false narrative filled with conjecture, friends, if you don't go along with what the lying media and the lying government has been telling you concerning this mysterious virus, which I guess is under attack. Folks, the virus is not under attack. You are. You're under attack. Look what they do, friends. And the media gives them the time that they need to go ahead and attempt to browbeat anybody that knows the truth of the matter. This is incredible. I need to jump over to this next part because I want to cover this, friends. Governor, you cannot buy or sell unless you have a mask on. Folks, this is straight from Scripture. We're here today. But I want to make clear as to what you're going to hear. I'm not for Fox News. There's some people over there that are okay. But you need to keep in mind, friends, they've advocated the gay agenda. They're advocating divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, the list goes on. But every once in a while, they'll tell us what we need to hear. And this is just one of those. This happens to be Laura Ingraham. And I want to tell you something, friends. Facebook has now declared that this is fake news because, listen to the point of reference, because Anthony Fauci, friends, has now changed his mind on the topic. I want you to listen carefully to this.
Last night we exposed the lies and the fear-mongering used to justify closing schools across America. We showed the best science out there on why all schools should reopen to their students, preferably 5 days a week. The response, I have to say, was huge, and it was bipartisan. Children must be taught in person. Nevertheless, Louisville, Kentucky just announced that all fall classes will be online. Same with San Francisco schools. Now forget that extensive new German study showing that kids can't readily spread the virus or that schools across Europe have not seen any major spreads, though schools have been open. Can't let the facts get in the way of spreading panic. As far as the media's hyperventilation about rising hospital numbers, remember, this is chiefly tied to what's happening in four states, Florida, California, Texas, and Arizona, where numbers did increase after a perfect storm of reopening, protests, riots, and travel from south of the border. Now, by the way, even in Arizona, the rolling number of confirmed cases is already lower compared to 1 week ago. That's good news. We hope it continues. But now we talk about the issue of mask mandates.
We've seen what can happen when people come together with face coverings.
We want to give people more confidence to shop safely and enhance protections for those who work in shops. Both of these can be done by the use of face coverings.
You could literally kill someone because you didn't want to wear a mask.
I'm convinced that the benefit of wearing a mask clearly is there.
Now, I want to make clear, I'm not telling anyone not to wear a mask. That's not what we're here for. Instead, I want to move beyond hyperbole and focus on what the latest science actually tells us. Now, we've heard for months that wearing face coverings, even homemade ones, cloth ones, is a selfless thing to do, and it's even a patriotic duty, which I have to say sounds pretty cool, and it even sounds like a unifying thing. The emotional argument is really wonderful, but again, what about the actual data? Now, consider the following from the very medical journals and organizations that we're led to believe are infallible. A 2015 study recruited healthcare workers from hospitals in Hanoi, Vietnam, and examined the benefits of cloth masks used in the healthcare setting, and then measured flu and flu-like virus transmission. Well, the results may surprise you. The rates of all infection outcomes were highest in the cloth mask arm. Penetration of cloth mask by particles was almost 97%, and medical masks, 44%. Now, this was a randomized controlled trial of more than 1,600 healthcare workers and had this stunning conclusion. The results caution against the use of cloth masks. This is an important finding to inform occupational health and safety. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection. Okay. Well, what about the World Health Organization? I'm sure they recommend masks. Well, just go to the WHO website, where they say there is limited evidence on wearing a medical mask by healthy individuals and households, in particular those who share a house with a sick person or among attendees of mass gatherings, may be beneficial as a measure of preventing transmission. At present, there is no direct evidence on the effectiveness of universal masking of healthy people in the community to prevent infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19.
Ah, boy.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Then there's the gold standard itself, the CDC. Now, back in January, it recommended against masks, and Dr. Fauci repeated that guidance in March.
There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Now, Fauci recently explained his mask slip. He's now in favor of them, saying those comments initially were motivated by his concern for saving masks for healthcare workers. Facebook, by the way, I found this out today, now flags the old interview with Fauci as false information. But he sure seemed convincing. But that's not all.
Folks, the list goes on. You're being lied to. Okay? The point of reference concerning what's taking place here is what Anthony Fauci, or Fauci, says. He's the point of reference, this little rat. And he, oh, folks, he is a rat. Look at his eyes. He's a rat. He's a traitor to his own people. He's selling you out to the likes of a Bill Gates, and the President of the United States of America is the one opening up this whole forum. Now, he's even going so far, for all of you Trumpites who haven't been paying attention, now he's got a mask on, telling everybody it's important that you wear your mask. Look at the little tag on one of the masks, friends. It does not prevent. It says it right on the mask. That's too far. Let's take a couple steps back. Where did the President of the United States of America derive his delegated authority, or any other governor or mayor or any representative or congressman or senator in this country derive their delegated authority to make you wear a muzzle? Where? The burden of proof, America, falls on them, not on you. If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, and you're falling right into line with what's going on here, friends. You're falling right into line, and you're watching the big tech companies work with corruption in government, pushing their narrative. And once again, friends, they are driving their narrative where the big tech companies are suppressing and expunging YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Google, it goes on and on, making sure that there's one narrative that's being set. There's one cup of Kool-Aid that can be drunk from. And if you dare drink from anybody else, it's fake news. There's no credibility with those sources. And folks, that is not legal in this country, just for the record. Just for the record. Now what we have, which segues perfectly into what we're talking about even now, you have Governor Whitmer. I mean, this witch, and that's exactly what she is. She is taking orders, just like the folks, just like the President of the United States of America is taking orders. She is now saying to her constituents that she works for in her state, you cannot buy or sell unless you have your mask on. We're going to come right back to that, and I'm going to nail it, friends. This is insanity. But we've been warned, and we've been warned, and we have been warned. And we're sticking to soundness, friends, concerning speech, the Bible and the Constitution. We're not gloom and doomers here for those that are just joining us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Real quick, friends, and I mean really quick, I got one segment left. People need to understand what proves conspiracy, not theory, okay? Keep in mind, the media in this country that calls people that tell the truth, exposing conspiracies, they are the ones that added the word theory, just for the record. History proves that much of what has been called out as conspiracies have been conspiracies. And the history that we've learned is the CIA-controlled media is, in fact, covering for those that are committing the act of conspiracy against us. I want you to listen to this. Jeremiah 11:9-11. The Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. How do you identify conspiracy? Confusion. 20 different stories. What are you getting today, friends, around the whole coronavirus, COVID-19? 20 different stories, right? The only thing that's obsolete and impeding the way of the narrative to these useful idiots in the mainstream media and corrupt politicians is the truth. They're creating war. What's the first casualty in every war, friends? The truth. Okay? Regardless if they like it or not, we're going to bring the truth. Because truth exposes the conspirators. That's what you have in front of you. But listen carefully. Verse 10. They are turned back to the iniquities of their fathers, their forefathers, the lawless deeds of their forefathers, which the Lord said, which refused to hear my words. That's why you have conspiracies. And they went after other gods to serve them. It's exactly what you're seeing today. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I have made with their fathers, both church and government in this country are guilty is H-E double hockey sticks. Therefore, thus saith the Lord. Here's another warning. Behold, Look and see. I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them any longer. That's where we're at, friends. Is God merciful? Indeed, He is. But how many warnings must He give before the American people respond? The line is drawn in the sand, and we have Governor Whitmer in Michigan who just drew it for us, friends. Revelations 13:7 says, "And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Friends, no matter how many times I make reference to the Word of God and His judgments upon this country, Psalm 9:17, concerning the history that is coming around to us again, because many have failed to learn from it, it seems to fall upon deaf ears until they see it come to pass in the present. Jeremiah 5:31. So here we go again, as it's coming around, and it's coming around real fast, friends. Reported, Governor Gretchen Whitmer issued an executive order, unconstitutional though it may be, Friday, that requires, notice the word play, requires, not law, masks to be worn in crowded outdoor spaces, and any business is open to the public to refuse service to people who won't wear face coverings with limited exceptions. Okay? Willful violations of this new order, this is what it reported, which takes effect Monday, can bring misdemeanor penalties, potentially a $500 fine. I have a question for you, though, Ms. Whitmer. What law are you in reference to that you mean to enforce against those that don't wear a mask that you, by unconstitutional executive order, mandated? I'm curious. Are you catching that, America? There is no law being violated. It also says, this report, that businesses that don't follow the requirement can have their licenses suspended. Really? You better do what we say, or else your license is going to be suspended. What is the definition of tyranny, friends? Under the new order, people are required usually to wear masks when outdoors and unable to consistently maintain a distance of 6 feet or more from individuals who are not members of their household. In addition, businesses that are open to the public are banned from providing service and entry to customers unless the customer is wearing a face covering as required by her order. What do I say to that? America, the seat of violence has been brought under your front door because, America, you've allowed it to come this far. America, you have nobody to blame but yourselves for allowing this to take place. You've encouraged these people to go as far as they have gone because of your apathy and because of your tolerance. There's nobody else to blame. Hey, friends, where did she drive the authority to implement such an order? She never received it from we the people. I just went through the Constitution again on the airplane, friends, read it again. And when I'm reading it, friends, the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, is the U.S. Constitution. They are creating these executive orders out of thin air to bring about forced compliance. Is that right? Is that what we have been saying for 4 months on this radio show, friends? Since this has all began, the forced compliance is wear the mask, show your compliance, and boy, oh boy, is it going to be easy for them to take a vaccination made by yours truly, Mr. I Want to Depopulate the World, said Bill Gates, not me. And boy, oh boy, is it going to be easier than ever to know who complied and who didn't. They'll just simply take the vaccination, all the well knowing who he is and what his objective is, and they'll deceive themselves into believing because they love not the truth, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. They'll deceive themselves into believing, oh, this isn't that bad, they're really looking out for our good. Are you kidding me? Have you failed to understand, America? These are the people that have sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies, and they're looking out for you? Are you kidding me? It's time to unseat yourself and get on your feet and begin to understand what a Christian and a patriot and a real conservative is, all extracted from the Christ. Because this is coming right at you, America. And anybody that tells the truth like a Ron Paul or a Laura Ingraham or a Scott Jensen, Dr. Jensen, and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global basis tell you the truth, for some reason or another, they're impeding the way to your health. Are you kidding me? Nope, they're not. For the record, Whitmer's reasoning behind all this forced compliance is based upon, again, a contrived and a false narrative, which is premised on conjecture, right? And fraud being perpetuated by ill-designing men. Ephesians 4:14. Let me say this. You don't have to force people to do what they know is right. Let me say it again. You don't have to force people to do what they know is right. Why are you being forced to do this, friends? Because you know it's wrong. You're seeing the face of those that are pulling the strings on your said representatives, and it's not American. And it goes all the way to the people's White House. Because again, friends, nobody elected Anthony Fauci. Nobody elected Bill Gates. But yet people are worried about Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and what this little rat may come about and say once again. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on outside of all of this distraction concerning this virus? Is anybody paying attention that to the fact that the 10th Amendment is being trampled by the federal takeover? Anybody paying attention to that? Because that's what's happening. Yep. The federal government is aggrandizing powers unto itself that have never been delegated to it. The federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. But if you believe the federal government to be greater than the state, I guess they must be. No, they are not. Revelations 13, friends, doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face, and I'm not a gloom and doomer, that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. We are at wave two right now. The next one is not going to be good, because when a tsunami comes, friends, it washes away everything. And that is perfect judgment. Friends, that tells me you still have mercy. You still have time to repent for transgressing God's moral law, which should drive you to the cross of Christ, where he bled on Calvary to be the propitiation of the sins of the world. Okay? I'm not using fear of circumstance. I'm taking you right back to the Word. And I'm telling you, friends, we are in it right now. And oh boy, what an opportunity that we have, church, to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In this country, we are ruled by law, not by tyrants. And we must come to the point and choose which one that we are going to serve. Deuteronomy 30:19, Joshua 24:14-15. It's either going to be God's government, American government, common law, or it's going to be the tyrant's dictatorships, which operates arbitrarily. You choose. Because, friends, I can only give you the information. I can't make the choice for you. But I want to tell you, friends, there is no more road to kick the can down, because you can see all the players, every single one of them pushing this narrative, friends, is pushing for a new global order. And it's all happening under, well, their man in the White House, isn't it? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.